welcome to Soulful Sunday. I'm your host, Mary Goulet. Welcome to the program. So here I am, Mary Goulet, your host, with Richard Otte.
Hello.
Hello, and we're waiting for Steve to come in and sit down, Steve Olscher. So now that we three, four of us, are, you know, older, not 20, maybe, you know, not 30, I've been thinking about this. It takes a lot of effort to keep our businesses running, parenting our children.
Oh, real.
Seriously. Hmm.
Can we just talk about that sentence for a second?
Yeah.
We need to go back to villages.
We do. We do. Because I need help sometimes. Sterling and I have been going through a little thing lately. And just even having Dave talk to her. Or her dad or her sister.
Something to be said about third-party endorsements.
Exactly. Because 17, summertime, just got her license. Mom, I'm going to stay over at my friend's house, and I'm going to go here and do this and that. And the worry just goes way up. With that said, I'm still trying to stay on my AAA game of amped up, focusing on things that I really want to do instead of being bogged down by the things that I just have to do every day.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
So that's an interesting one right there. Now, and I'm not, you know me, I stir the pot. So I'll use an example, a conversation we had the other day when you were talking about you had, what was the guy's name again that moved out? Nice guy.
Tanner,
there you go. Tanner moves out, and instead of bringing in a new lease in the extra room, you're Airbnb-ing it.
Correct.
And we've been trying to get some stuff done together, and you've been busier because of that transition, right? And it's good. You're making three times the money. You just said things you have to do. And again, I'm not trying to make you do this, mm-hmm. but if you're making three times the money that you were, you don't have to be changing those sheets anymore. You technically
could I'm a control freak.
Yeah, you can be using like a third of that. No, I know, yeah. But it's better to say that to yourself and acknowledge that than say you have to do those things. It's better that now you at least know where that time is going. And then you're admitting to yourself, hey, I'm a control. You know what I'm saying, right? You're a grown woman.
Saying.
You're smart. I'm not telling you what to do.
Yeah. So
and you're a control freak.
And
but
I'm a control
but it's good to know that, right? Because at least you know you don't have to do that. You're telling yourself you have to do that because you want to control it.
Right. But there's a lot of other parts because I have two vacation rental situations. And marketing.
They could change those seats too.
Yeah. But, oh my gosh, Richard. Yes.
I just think you're here to do your thing, not to manage Airbnb. Hey, do it too, to pay for you to do your thing. But Mary, at the end of your days, you're not going to be sitting going, I'm so glad I changed those sheets. You will be bummed if you didn't have the time to do the other stuff, though. I'm
yes.
sticking up for you.
So, yeah. So Porsche.
Yeah.
Right, Sterling, going back to the kid thing and the car thing and the so
stress.
Stress, right?
Worry.
Okay. So but that is perspective to some extent because think about like all the different ages that the kids have been. And there hasn't been one stage where it's like, "Oh my God. That was so easy." Like when they
true.
Were 6 months old, that was the magical time. Like right then, right there. When they slept every 4 hours for 2 hours, including the middle of the night, that.
Mm.
That was the magical time.
Let's
right
stop
there.
For a minute and think about that.
Okay, let's stop.
Hmm. Mm. That's about as much as we get a rest these days, right?
Yeah,
there.
That's it. Okay, thank you. That's why I come into
well,
this.
Well, yeah. I think it's the real estate in my head that's jammed.
No pun intended, or what?
No pun intended. It's mm-hmm. it's.
Be thankful
my
that's the
bandwidth.
Only thing that's jammed for you.
Right.
If you were me, oh my God. Yes.
It's the just so much stuff going on at all times. And then just this in the back of my mind, you never stop worrying about your children no matter how old they are. It doesn't go away.
Right.
And when, so Sterling and I weren't talking, or it was just really challenged. So yesterday I waited all day to call her. She was working and I knew she was going to be at her friend's, and she answered the phone. Typically I text and mm-hmm. wait for a response and then I break down and call. But mm-hmm. yesterday I just called once and she answered. And all of a sudden,
who's this?
Yeah. Now it was kind of like, yeah, what?
It's mom.
Where are you?
Mom who?
Oh, I'm at Captain. And I'm like, okay, I just, yeah. you know.
Yeah.
Just tried to talk to her. But I hung up the phone and all this energy that was weighing down on me lifted because it's a step closer to us, you know, being together, mm-hmm. if you will. But she's milking this summer with the car crap.
Right.
I'll tell you that.
Yeah. And so do you, so just to that end, out of curiosity, so Isaiah's 13, he'll be 14 in September. Now he's got a little girl thing going on. And so the other night, he was wanting to go out and meet his friends. I'm air quoting here. And it was like 10 o'clock. And so...
out front or out somewhere?
At the mall.
UTC like
the
down there?
UTC, yeah, okay, gotcha. You know, do this, that, and, you know, it's just
welcome
like,
to my world.
Right, so I was like, hey, that's, you know, that's perfectly fine. Just let me, give me her phone number, and yeah. let me have her mother's phone number so that I can talk to her, and I just want to, you know, confirm that she's cool with her 13-year-old daughter going out at 10 o'clock.
Why were they going out so late?
Exactly. And so...
yeah.
And so I ended up playing the curfew card on him, which is great. So to all parents out there, I highly recommend you play the curfew card.
What, blame it on the police?
Blame it on yes. the curfew. It exists.
Yeah. Like yeah, 10 o'clock real, in Encinitas.
It's a real thing.
It
10
is.
10 o'clock. And I was like, look, hun, I'm sure you want to go out. I'm sure you want to do this. I get it. But let's be honest here. She's hanging out at a friend's house, and her mother is under the impression that she's hanging out at her friend's house. Now she wants you to go meet her at the mall at 10 o'clock, and I guarantee you, one of two things is happening here as far as a lie is concerned. Either there's a blatant lie where you say you're going to do one thing and then you actually do something else, or there's a lie by omission, which is where you...
you're just not telling the whole truth because you didn't put your hand on a Bible.
Or, right... or in this case, her mom thinks that she is at her friend's house, and it's a lie by omission because she's not hanging out with her friend. She's going to meet you at the mall. And I said, either way, you're hanging out with
she's
somebody.
She's doing this at 13?
At 13. I said, either way, you've got somebody who is lying in one way or the other. But that said, maybe I'm wrong. So just give me her mom's phone number and let me call mom. And as long as mom is cool with it, sure, I'll drive you down there and then, you know, let you hang out for a little bit. And I'll walk around the mall while you guys walk around the mall. And I'll come back and get you in this, that, and the other. But, of course, he's like, you know, went through that
yeah.
whole thing. But, you know, it's just,
wow.
it's an interesting age. But I will say this, that the summer, and we were talking about this on, you know, Wednesday as well. The summer's a challenging time to have kids, especially who are old enough to be able to do for themselves and want to do for themselves.
Yes.
And so
get them in camps.
Look, even if
right?
you do, even if you don't read the book, you get the phrase idle hands are a devil's workshop.
Mm-hmm.
You get it.
Yeah.
Because it's like
that's in the Torah, isn't it? Is that from that's the book you're talking about, the Torah?
You can, watch out, she can slap you from there.
Yeah. Dude. So my whole
yes.
point for bringing this
yes.
up
oh,
was
good. You have time to bring it back around.
The bandwidth that we're running with to work with clients that you're working with, Richard, coming up with ideas, being able to do the practical application of what you're trying to get done to
yeah.
accomplish. Plus, you've got Olivia 50% of the day at minimum, or you've got the extra percentage with both of them, your mm-hmm. wife and Olivia.
Yeah.
So for me, it's like, okay, this morning, I was getting a bunch of good stuff done, working, and, you know, I have a lot of one-and-dones that I want to, if I get it done, it's off my plate for the year. type of thing.
Yeah.
So I'm working. Then I get interrupted. Dave has got Tourette's. He's like, so did you? And I'm like, really, dude, I'm trying to.
Tourette's. That's
trying
good.
To focus. Let That's me good. Focus.
And Tourette's? Then, like literally Tourette's
no,
it?
Okay. No. Because
he's not cursing.
No, no,
fuck
no,
you.
No.
randomly just
fuck you, bear.
That would probably come out of my mouth.
Sorry, sorry.
For he's got relationship Tourette's. There's an asterisk.
He'll have a thought drop in, and it'll just go right out his mouth before.
No, no filter.
And then because he thought of something,
squirrel,
total squirrel.
Right. Yeah.
There's like eight of them running around in his mind. So then somebody comes to the door, and then my guests come over and ask me for something, and it just. Sucks the creative space.
Yeah.
And the other day I was lector at Mass on 4th of July. Mass is usually the 8 a.m. Well, on the 4th of July, it was 9 a.m. So I get to church at 7:30 and realize at 8 that Mass wasn't till 9. That was probably the best way to start my day that I could have imagined ever. I had time to pray. Mm. I had time to read. And I felt inspiration coming over me. Oh, my.
Well, you literally just said what I was going to say to do. Get up earlier and do the things you want to do that have always been left last first.
Thank you for taking us out.
Thank you.
That was perfect timing. And that was my takeaway. And we can't stop the rest of the day in what we're supposed to be doing. So it's early morning by myself. All right. Go on and continue cultivating a rich interior for yourself. And thanks for listening to Soulful Sunday.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olsher, visit reinventionradio.com.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're in a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, then the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Olsher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step-by-step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many people get on the right path and clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step to realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting thereinventionworkshop.com today. No more delays. No more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to thereinventionworkshop.com today. That's thereinventionworkshop.com.